Chapter 40. In the 25th year of our captivity, in the beginning of the year, in the 10th day of the month, in the 14th year after that the city was struck, in the same day the hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me there. In the visions of God he brought me into the land of Israel, and set me down on a very high mountain, whereon was, as it were, the frame of a city in the south. He brought me there, and behold, there was a man, whose appearance was like the appearance of brass, with a line of flax in his hand, and a measuring reed, and he stood in the gate. The man said to me, Son of man, see with your eyes, and hear with your ears, and set your heart on all that I shall show you. For to the intent that I may show them to you, you are brought here, and declare all that you see to the house of Israel. Behold, a wall on the outside of the house round about, and in the man's hand a measuring reed, 6 cubits long, of a cubit and a handbreadth each. So he measured the thickness of the building, 1 reed, and the height, 1 reed. Then he came to the gate which looks toward the east, and went up the steps, and he measured the threshold of the gate, 1 reed broad, and the other threshold, 1 reed broad. Every lodge was 1 reed long and 1 reed broad, and the space between the lodges was 5 cubits, and the threshold of the gate by the porch of the gate toward the house was 1 reed. He also measured the porch of the gate toward the house 1 reed. Then he measured the porch of the gate 8 cubits, and its post 2 cubits, and the porch of the gate was toward the house. The lodges of the gate eastward were 3 on this side, and 3 on that side. They were of 1 measure, and the post had 1 measure on this side, and 1 on that side. He measured the breadth of the opening of the gate 10 cubits, and the length of the gate 13 cubits, and a border before the lodges, 1 cubit on this side, and a border, 1 cubit on that side, and the lodges, 6 cubits on this side, and 6 cubits on that side. He measured the gate from the roof of the one lodge to the roof of the other, a breadth of 25 cubits, door against door. He also made post 60 cubits, and the court reached to the post round about the gate. From the front of the gate at the entrance to the front of the inner porch of the gate was 50 cubits. There were closed windows to the lodges, and to their post within the gates round about, and likewise to the arches, and windows were round about inward, and on each post were palm trees. Then he brought me into the outer court, and behold, there were chambers and a pavement made for the court round about. 30 chambers were on the pavement. The pavement was by the side of the gates, answerable to the length of the gates, even the lower pavement. Then he measured the breadth from the forefront of the lower gate to the forefront of the inner court outside, 100 cubits, both on the east and on the north. The gate of the outer court, whose prospect is toward the north, he measured the length of it and the breadth of it. Its lodges were 3 on this side and 3 on that side, and its posts and its arches were after the measure of the first gate. The length of it was 50 cubits, and the breadth 25 cubits. Its windows and its arches and its palm trees were after the measure of the gate whose prospect is toward the east, and they went up to it by 7 steps, and its arches were before them. There was a gate to the inner court over against the other gate, both on the north and on the east, and he measured from gate to gate 100 cubits. He led me toward the south, and behold, a gate toward the south, and he measured its post and its arches according to these measures. There were windows in it, and its arches round about, like those windows. Their length was 50 cubits, and their breadth 25 cubits. There were 7 steps to go up to it, and its arches were before them, and it had palm trees, one on this side, and another on that side, on the post. There was a gate to the inner court toward the south, and he measured from gate to gate toward the south 100 cubits. Then he brought me to the inner court by the south gate, and he measured the south gate according to these measures, and its lodges, and its post, and its arches, according to these measures.
and there were windows in it, and its arches round about it. It was 50 cubits long and 25 cubits broad. There were arches round about, 25 cubits long and 5 cubits broad. Its arches were toward the outer court, and palm trees were on its post, and the ascent to it had 8 steps. He brought me into the inner court toward the east, and he measured the gate according to these measures, and its lodges, and its post, and its arches, according to these measures. And there were windows in it, and arches round about it. It was 50 cubits long and 25 cubits broad. The arches of it were toward the outer court, and palm trees were on its post, on this side and on that side, and the ascent to it had 8 steps. He brought me to the north gate, and he measured it according to these measures, its lodges, its post, and its arches, and there were windows therein round about. Its length was 50 cubits, and its breadth 25 cubits. Its posts were toward the outer court, and palm trees were on its post, on this side and on that side, and the ascent to it had 8 steps. A chamber with its door was by the post at the gates, and there they washed the burnt offering. In the porch of the gate were 2 tables on this side, and 2 tables on that side, to kill thereon the burnt offering, and the sin offering, and the trespass offering. On the one side outside, as one goes up to the entry of the gate toward the north, were 2 tables, and on the other side, which belonged to the porch of the gate, were 2 tables. 4 tables were on this side, and 4 tables on that side, by the side of the gate, 8 tables whereupon they killed the sacrifices. There were 4 tables for the burnt offering, of hewn stone, 1.5 cubits long, and 1.5 cubits broad, and 1 cubit high. Whereupon they laid the instruments with which they killed the burnt offering and the sacrifice. The hooks, 1 handbreadth long, were fastened within round about, and on the tables was the flesh of the offering. Outside of the inner gate were chambers for the singers in the inner court, which was at the side of the north gate, and their prospect was toward the south, one at the side of the east gate having the prospect toward the north. He said to me, "This chamber, whose prospect is toward the south, is for the priest, the keepers of the charge of the house, and the chamber whose prospect is toward the north is for the priest, the keepers of the charge of the altar. These are the sons of Zadok, who from among the sons of Levi come near to the Lord to minister to him." He measured the court, 100 cubits long and 100 cubits broad, 4 square, and the altar was before the house. Then he brought me to the porch of the house, and measured each post of the porch, 5 cubits on this side, and 5 cubits on that side. And the breadth of the gate was 3 cubits on this side, and 3 cubits on that side. The length of the porch was 20 cubits, and its breadth 11 cubits, even by the steps by which they went up to it. And there were pillars by the post, one on this side, and another on that side.